Provost Sam Hannawag will have to go back and look at the arc of ubiquity when I get back home. And President Nugent, thank you very much for giving me such a warm welcoming today. Some of the students did suggest that I call the President the Nuge. That just didn't seem dignified, particularly as she's leaving, so I'll avoid that. But don't worry, Madam President, New York tabloids call me Pumi, and that's when they're being nice, so I got to this is my first day at Kenyon, and I'm told that when you first get here, you're supposed to stand up and sing the college song in front of everyone, and then they boo you. That would just make me feel like I was back in New York City. Well, I'm happy to do it, actually. I've been practicing, I know the words, but today it's about me, so it's about the graduates. Unfortunately, you won't get a chance to hear me do it. Today, my job is to salute graduates, but not merely for your academic achievements, even though they have been many. As Rutherford B. Hayes, class of 1842, said, "The honor of success is increased by the obstacles which are to be surmounted." And you've done a remarkable job, from everything I've heard, about overcoming every obstacle on the way to your diploma. I asked some students, what were they? And they said, well, you overcame the swine flu freshman year. You overcame middle path in mud, snow, and ice.